It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 15th, 2015. A political cartoon published in Harper's Weekly on this date in 1870 was the first widely circulated appearance of the donkey as a symbol of the Democratic Party. A political magazine based in New York and published by Harper & Brothers from 1857 until 1916, it featured foreign and domestic news, fiction, essays on many subjects, and humor, alongside illustrations. It carried extensive coverage of the Civil War, including many illustrations of war events. During its most influential period, it was the forum of renowned political cartoonist Thomas Nast. As early as 1828, presidential candidate Andrew Jackson was the first Democrat ever to be associated with the donkey as a symbol. When his opponents tried to label him a jackass for his populist beliefs and the slogan, "Let the people rule," Jackson was amused by the notion and ended up using it himself to his own advantage on his campaign posters. But it was cartoonist Thomas Nast who made the intrepid little donkey the recognized symbol of the Democratic Party. Nast was also responsible for the Republican Party elephant. In a cartoon that appeared in Harper's in 1874, he drew a donkey clothed in a lion's skin scaring away all the animals at the zoo. One of those animals, the elephant, was labeled the Republican vote, and that's all it took for the elephant to become associated with the Republican Party. Thomas Nast's legacy as a cartoonist also includes our present-day popular representations of Santa Claus and Uncle Sam, and his drawings were instrumental in the downfall of Boss Tweed, the powerful leader of Tammany Hall, New York City's Democratic Party machine. As Commissioner of Public Works for New York, Tweed led a ring that by 1870 had gained total control of the city's government and dominated a working majority of the state legislature. Tweed and his cronies defrauded the city of millions of dollars by grossly inflating expenses paid to contractors connected to the ring. Nast, whose cartoons attacking Tammany corruption had appeared occasionally since 1867, intensified in 1870 and 71. Tweed so feared Nast's campaign that he sent an emissary to offer the artist a bribe of $100,000, which was represented as a gift from a group of wealthy benefactors to enable him to study art in Europe. Pretending to be interested, he negotiated for more before finally refusing an offer of $500,000, 500 times his annual salary, by the way, with the words, "Well, I don't think I'll do it. I made up my mind long ago to put some of those fellas behind bars." Nast pressed his attack in the pages of Harper's, and the ring was removed from power in the election of November 7, 1871. Boss Tweed was arrested in 1873 and convicted of fraud. When he attempted to escape justice by fleeing to Cuba and from there to Spain, customs officials were able to identify him by using one of Thomas Nast's cartoons. In his later years, he suffered financial reverses, and his longtime friend, President Theodore Roosevelt, appointed him Consul General to Ecuador. Ironically, he developed yellow fever soon after his arrival there and died on December 7, 1902. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 15, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.